We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. We are solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, welcome to our newest audience. So we have just added on just like, I don't know, like a fourth of the state. Jumped on board, bunch of new Right Side ruffians. So we are now broadcasting from basically Clanton all the way to the Tennessee line. Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden. We're over into Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi a little bit. So yeah, what a very cool thing. And it's an honor, by the way. It is such an honor to have this opportunity. Hey, Copper, hey, grab the mic real quick.
Yes.
My friend, you have had your own gig on Sundays for quite a while now, Prayers with Copper, talking about pro-life issues and all
that.
Right. Yeah. I know we're going to do this segment in a little while with Copper and the Birdman, but what are your thoughts, first of all, on what Arthur Orr just said a moment ago? I mean, it almost sounded like there's like wiggle room being given, I feel like, to the legislature.
Yeah, I'm honestly really surprised and frustrated with this because I do think that in Alabama, the minority of people want abortion access for all of these exceptions. And it seems like they're trying to play to that minority, and I'm not sure why. If we just want to look moral in the sense of how secular people define it, but that's not how we define it here in Alabama, so why are we suddenly acting as though it is?
Yeah, and when I was there, and he just, you know, he was there too. He's been there for this. Arthur's in his fifth term, I believe, or going to his fifth term. But we literally passed a constitutional amendment to say there is no right to an abortion under Alabama law, and embedded that in the people of the state voted overwhelmingly in favor of that amendment to our state constitution, and it's enshrined now constitutionally, not just statutorily.
Which is amazing. So, I mean, our argument is that the child is a life, so how can we then go back and say, oh, well, I guess for rape or incest, that's fine. No, yeah. Then you're just making a hierarchy of needs of, oh, your need to not be hurt anymore is greater than this child's life. That's not true.
You know, and you and I were talking on the air the other day, too, when you talk about that exception, about the gentleman. Remember we talked about that, the gentleman who was standing outside of the Supreme Court when the decision was rendered, and he was very emotional because he said that his mother was a 14-year-old who had, and I hate it, but she had suffered a rape, but she chose to keep the child, and that child was him. Mm. And that here he was in his, I want to say, in his 50s, and that he was the one who had built the podium where they announced the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. And he said, basically,
cool.
I mean, talk about the deep and wonderful irony of that. But he was also saying every life matters, and he's living proof. And I mean, how do you argue with that?
We should.
Well, I mean, they do argue with it, but go figure. Well, anyway, hey, listen, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to go to a segment that we've called Copper and the Birdman. So you don't know him yet, but there's those of you that are south in the Birmingham area, you don't know him yet, but one of the guys who's worked with the show for quite a while, we just call him Birdman on the air, and Birdman's going to come on. Copper and Birdman, both in their 20s, have a perspective on life that is solid and conservative and just plain right, but they also put it out there pretty well. So we kind of do this thing once a week where we just kind of ping with questions and see where everything stands, and I get their perspective, sometimes their generational perspective. Today, we're going to add another guy to it. Boomer is going to be working the board. He's already sitting right here in the studio with me. And by the way, we're sitting here. Copper, I wish you were here for this because Charlene just brought us cake.
Oh, so yum. You know.
I know, it's good cake, too. So, yeah, the lovely Charlene, for those of you who don't know her, my sweet wife is as every much a part of the show as everybody else. But, yeah, she just brought us cake to celebrate day one of syndication. But anyway, we'll do Copper, the Birdman, and Boomer coming up at the next session, our next segment, right after the next break. Well, listen, wrapping up this piece, one of the things that's going to wind up being a big deal, and a story here in the Washington Examiner. Storyline dated yesterday, Biden sets up a legal battle with red states over abortion pills. Now, this is going to wind up being a big deal. Because in their effort to make sure they can kill as many babies as possible, they want everybody to have everything at their disposal to do it as conveniently as possible and not even have to talk about it. I mean, why even think? Just take a pill and pretend there never was a child there, I guess. So the storyline here on the Washington Examiner, anti-abortion advocates are gearing up to fight President Joe Biden's pledge to secure access to abortion-inducing medications by exercising his federal authority over states that have restrictions in place. So that was part of his executive order, was directing that there be some means by which the federal government could ensure that there would be access to these medications. They are FDA approved. Here's the interesting thing. The abortion advocates want it, and they're claiming it's FDA approved. Well, the response has been now that the pro-life advocates are saying, you're right, we agree with you. It's FDA approved. It's FDA approved as its efficacy, its capabilities of killing a fetus. We know that. Well, that's kind of thrown them for a loop. They didn't expect that. The point being here, they're not banning drugs. They're banning the use of drugs to kill people. That's the thing. That's where the fight's going to be. How do we go down that road and not say that it violates state laws? This is going to be one for the Attorney General. Steve Marshall, luckily, is extremely pro-life. Had him on our show here, I think, last week, talking about some of this very stuff. We'll get him back on again sometime soon because I'm curious where we're going to go with this battle with red states over abortion pills. All right, folks, that's the end of Triple Dipper number one. Headed to the next segment, Copper, the Birdman, and Boomer. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.